Welcome to Uniquely Loved, a celebration of authenticity and divine inspiration. We are encouraged to be our own unique, authentic selves. Join me, Tech Witch Nikki, as we discuss spiritual gifts and skills we can develop and enhance, speak with amazing people using their skills in a variety of ways, and explore the different ways to connect to the wonders of the universe.
Hello, my loves. Now, we just had Memorial Day this last weekend, and it highlighted loss for me. I am a veteran. I am family member to active duty and veterans. So this time of year is always pretty, loss is highlighted quite a bit. And in honor of Memorial Day, and any time I go through any kind of grief, I like to memorialize it by doing a little ritual and a few other things to help bring me closure and comfort. And I want to share some of them with you. First of all, it doesn't matter if you lost a friend, family member, coworker, pet, a way of life. No one grieves the same way as someone else. So how you go through it, it's okay. No one gets to tell you that, oh, I'm fine, you should be over it by now, or, you know, it's been a few months, why are you still really hurt by this? I've heard that before, and it still boggles my mind. Compassion is needed so much, especially self-compassion. During times of major transition, and death, loss is a major transition. So how you grieve, there's no comparison. And do what's right for you. Be kind to you. Allow yourself to feel love and compassion and kindness for yourself. Give yourself that grace. Give yourself the self-care that you need to help nourish your body during these times. Because any kind of emotional distress weighs heavy on us, no matter what we're doing. And it can affect everything. And it does affect everything for most of us. Know that no matter what, you are not alone. You have support. There are groups out there. There are support groups. Many of them are free, ran by nonprofits. I will post some links within the description of the episode, but some of them, there's grief support groups, Hospice Foundation of America. There's also the Compassionate Friends, and there is griefshare.org. Those are not the only ones. There are local counselors, hospitals, clinics, even quite a few resources within the local funeral homes. They are all available there for you to find more assistance and support here in, you know, amongst people who are also grieving and people who know how to handle it. You can also seek out coaches like myself, life coaches, spiritual healers. Many of us, no matter where you are, want to help, are willing to help, and can offer so many different ways to support you during these times. So you're never alone, even though you really feel like it sometimes. And I know it sucks. It does. But there are so many different ways that we can cope. Self-care is one of the biggest priorities that are definitely, definitely needed during those times. Another way that I have found really helps me and has helped many of my friends and clients, write a letter to the individual that you lost. It could be pet. It could even be the old you if you just went through a massive transition and you lost a way of life or the way that you were, or, you know, you're transitioning from a major career and you're suffering the grief from that, because significant change of many kinds bring about grief as well. So write them a letter. Pour your heart out, not in a way that it is all I'm gonna miss you, and I don't know what I'm gonna do without you. That can definitely be included, but focus on the times that fill your heart with joy. Focus on the memories that you're gonna cherish. Write to them as if they're still there. And focus on the really good times, the memories that you really want to keep. It helps. Trust me, it helps. And then you don't have to do this all in one sitting because that can be gut-wrenching. Take your time with it. And little inspirations might pop into your mind over the week or so that you decide to, start on this. And once you have it exactly how you want it, it can be this part is it can be very healing. Get something that is their favorite, something maybe that you shared with them, whether it be like a favorite food or favorite scent, like incense, flowers, baked goods. And then light a candle, whether it be your favorite or their favorite color, something to kind of commemorate the occasion or to help. I call it a ritual. You can call it whatever you want. It's a little ceremony to help honor their memory. And you'll gather up all the items, whatever feels right to you, and you don't need to go buy anything special whenever we do anything like this. And it doesn't matter the type of ritual we're doing. You can use anything you have on hand. If you want to bake something or make something special for it, go right ahead. This is all a part of you healing. So if it feels right for you, do it. But get your letter, whether you have it on your phone or on paper. Is fine. And light your candle. Have all the little ingredients, herbs, incense, whatever else that you actually want. It could be a picture of them as well, near you. And if you are the praying kind of person or somebody who speaks to your guides or even just wants to say, hey, I need my guides' help, please get this. To and then say the person's name, or you can just call out the person's name and then read them the letter. It's tough, it's cathartic, it is healing. It's tough to get through, especially if you're doing it out loud. I know for me, I'm fine until I have to speak something out, and then it's like the waterworks. So I can be thinking it in my mind and rehearsing it and everything, much like this episode. And the second I go to speak, it's like, oh, okay, here's the emotions. So, but getting it out is extremely, extremely healing. And for many, it all depends on your belief, but I firmly do believe and have seen my ancestors, my passed on loved ones, come in and check on us. Give us hugs, support, little nudges of encouragement and everything. So if it helps to look at the picture or a visual of that person or that pet or whomever in your mind, just imagine that you're reading the letter out to them. I've done this quite often. Most recent was last December when I lost my grandma and my uncle. But it helps. It helps give you a little bit of closure, especially if you didn't get to say goodbye. And it helps us feel like we're doing something because you are. You're sending out that love. That compassion and all those cherished memories, you're sending it out to them, to your heart, to the universe, however you want to look at it. And it's appreciated. And you are always supported whenever you do anything like this. We have guides. We have support in the ethereal or the spiritual realms, however you want to look at it. So they hear us. Take comfort in that. They support us. Take comfort in that. Another way that I sometimes will mark an occasion, especially like Memorial Day, or even if I'm ending an old cycle, I'm gonna light a candle. Sometimes I'll put herbs around the candle. It depends on what it is, my intentions for that. The most recent one I did, I used some dandelion leaves and roots because dandelions will grow anywhere. They are resilient, they are full of strength, perseverance. The flower itself is yellow like the sun, so a whole lot of positivity and joy. And that's something that I always want to bring in, especially within me, because it helps anytime we concentrate on joy or what makes us happy or feel loved and supported. It helps tip the balance of that grief that weighs us down, and it helps level us out a little bit more. And that brings healing. I also use calendula flowers. They're yellow like the sun, but they are also a very healing flower. I use cinnamon for abundance and protection and luck and just good fortune for them, for all of us, really. And then I lit the candles. I had some incense going as well, dragon's blood to close out cycles and offer protection, and then frankincense and myrrh to offer blessings and abundance and peace and so much more. And I lit the candle, lit the incense, stated my intentions. And you can make it heartfelt. You can find something that you read online that you really liked, because a lot of times we don't have the words. So if you find something like a poem or a anything really that really resonates with you, go ahead and use it. Put your energy, your focus, and you into it and make it yours. And that is just fine. I had all these items on hand, and you can always use whatever you have on hand as well. There is never, ever any need to go buy a whole bunch of stuff unless that's what you really want to do. But our support beyond, they don't want us going in the hole, especially for something like that, because they want us to thrive. They want us to succeed. They want us to be okay. And they know, and we all know, it takes time sometimes for us to actually feel okay again. And it is okay to not feel okay. Just don't give up. Keep trying. Keep doing little things to help you heal. Keep taking care of yourself. Keep hydrating. Keep eating the good foods. Salt baths, bubble baths, self-care and pampering. They help. And I know it can feel selfish sometimes, especially if you're used to being the giver or the caretaker. But you have to take care of you. You are worthy. You are loved. You are supported. You are needed. So take the time you need to grieve. Find the support you need to heal. Do the little things, even if it doesn't make sense to other people, do them if they bring you comfort. My little rituals don't always make sense to people who don't believe in magic or believe in universal energies. I don't care. They help me, they help a lot of people that I help as well. So find what fits for you. Take inspiration from absolutely anywhere. Especially if it feels good and it makes sense to you. Find what's right in your heart and you won't go wrong. So I love you. I support you. Always remember, you are accepted, you are valid, and you are loved.
Thank you for joining me today as we explore what makes us uniquely loved. Be sure to subscribe. More adventure awaits. For more articles and to work with me as your personal guide, go to www.techwitchlayer.com. Always remember, you are accepted. You are valid. You are loved.